Estate Coaching Radio, America's number one trusted resource for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Starring award-winning real estate coaches Tim and Julie Harris. Get ready for unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what is truly working to get you into action and make you money in this new real estate boom. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
Welcome back to Real Estate Coaching Radio. We are your hosts, Tim and Julie Harris. We are broadcasting live from really hot Austin, Texas.
Oh, what did you say the other day? Eyeball meltingly hot, I think I heard you say.
Yeah, I'll go with that. Yeah. There's no easier way to tell someone from the Midwest, like Julie and I, than going out in Texas heat in the summer and watching how fast we basically fall flat on our faces and have the fire ants carry us away. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
While we
anyway.
Watch native Texans jogging by comfortably. How does that happen?
Yeah.
I don't get that.
I don't know. It'll take a lifetime for us to acclimate. So, guys, we have a really cool show for you today. This is something Julie and I were doing on the radio last year, and we're going to pick it up again this year. Just for the sake of, for no other reason than you guys should be maybe considering just possibly reading the kind of things that we're reading. And so what we're going to be doing is we're going to be sharing with you 3 to 5 headlines that, you know, maybe some of you will find shocking. And the point of these headlines, and sometimes these headlines, and I'll tell you where, you know, Julie and I will tell you where we're pulling these headlines from, and you guys should probably start frequenting those news sources as well, is because generally speaking, when there's a shift in a economy, a recession looming, the mainstream media outlets that most people rely on for up-to-date current news are not going to report it until it's already happened. You know, a lot of people have conspiracy-type theories about why that happens, why the, you know, CNNs of the world don't like to talk about, you know, certain things that might be in conflict with the prevailing, you know, political elite's opinion on how the world should be viewed. I don't really have an opinion on that. I don't really care, to be honest with you. So don't go too far down that rabbit hole because it kind of makes everyone seem, you know, you start being overly skeptical and start feeling like you have to be mistrusting of people. But here's what does matter. You guys are real estate professionals. You know, we have over 100,000 of you that listen regularly. I realize that we have people from all over the world. We get emails from Australia. We have emails, obviously, from Canada, from Mexico. We had, I mean, just South America, just all over the place. And I also know that 50%, probably maybe even more of you, are relatively new to the real estate business, and you've not been in through a real estate crisis or crash before. Julie and I have been through 2 big ones and 2 minor ones. And the one that's coming is going to be bigger than all of those combined, no doubt in my mind. Now, when we share these headlines with you and we give you information like this, don't overreact. Don't just basically, as I like to say, go to ground. Don't start panicking. Don't have those emotions take over you, because then what happens is nothing happens. You won't start actually taking actions to prepare yourself, and that's, you know, the exact opposite reaction that we're hoping you guys have. What we're wanting to do on today's show is share with you 3, maybe 4, shocking headlines, okay? Well, shocking will be for most of you. And then we were going to give you guys real specific action items so that you can listen to the show, so you then can, you know what's actually happening, and then you can then not feel, you know, essentially like you're a ship without a sail in the middle of an ocean during a hurricane. You'll actually have very specific direction on what you're supposed to do. That is our goal. That is our objective of every radio show, to educate you guys, motivate you, and get you into action. So without any further delay, Julie, when you are going through these headlines, because Julie and I have been talking about this show for over a week, when we are going through these headlines, and our coaches, our great coaches, were sharing ideas with us, too, for this show, you know, Julie spends more time on the coaching side of the business than I do, so she doesn't necessarily, she hasn't, you know, really drilled down on some of these things like I have. But Julie, I'm curious, as you are putting together today's show, what was the biggest surprise without basically showing our cards what we're going to be talking about for you? What was the thing that, like, really kind of maybe raised your eyebrows? Yeah, for you.
You know, I think it probably has to do with some of the mortgage lending stuff that we've been studying. And that versus the perception and just all of the, you know, the swinging of the pendulum in a way, how all of our coaching clients and, you know, we've seen this where you guys have gone through, like, the tightening of mortgage lending and these overlayments of rules at the banks, followed by now a lot of loosening up of that, and the pendulum swings back to that, and just some of the crazy things we've been reading and studying and And then the other prevailing thought I had, Tim, was what they do with this. It's different because we have more early warning signs and we're all kind of watching for it this time around versus before where it felt like everybody got bulldozed. I think if everyone pays attention, they'll be able to deal with it at a much higher level this go around.
Let's do your point number one. Let's do that number three. And let's do point number two, number one, because that's kind of in alignment with what you were just talking about, okay?
I think
so. You understand?
Yeah.
Not
completely,
do the zero hedge article, Bert. Jules,
gotcha.
Do the zero
hedge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so without any further delay, we received an email from Coach Robert Shantz in San Diego, correct, Julie?
Yes.
Okay, and he sent to us, and Robert, and so you know, here's a funny little fact. All of our coaches sell real estate. All of our coaches are top-producing realtors. All of our coaches basically are in the field every single day. You know, so, and we insist on that in all of our coaches. Why? Because they have to have sold real estate. And now I'm going to sound like I'm self-serving, and I probably am with what I'm about to say, but here goes. Most of the other coaching organizations, and sometimes you guys compare us to two or three other organizations, their coaches, they'll say to you, well, they're certified coaches. When you ask if they ever sold real estate, they won't give you an honest answer. They'll say, well, they're certified coaches. That means nothing. In other words, they hadn't sold real estate. Do you want to be coached by somebody who never sold real estate before? Of course you don't. So that's a huge differentiator for us, is the fact that all of our people actually are experienced and know what's happening, what will happen, and how to basically thrive in a changing market, which is what we're going to be experiencing. And Robert Shantz is a perfect example. So he sent Julie and I an email with a lot of statistical information. And the essence of it is that what's happening in San Diego is the exact same pattern of what happened in San Diego in late 2006 going into 2007. Robert's a really smart, you guys who are lucky enough to be coached by Robert, you guys know he's really smart, really great coach. I think he's one of our RECE coaches, Julie, or if not, he's probably going to be. And so the reality of it is what's happening in one of the major markets in the country, San Diego, is, here's somebody who's doing the math, doing the homework, statistically same things are happening. So, you guys have to do as Robert does and get into the MLS and do your own homework and find out, don't just stop there. But start finding out what the notice of defaults are. Start finding out how many list pens have been filed. We've been sharing with you guys specific stats on that from other major markets. And obviously we're hammering down on those of you who are still skeptical that what we're saying is correct. And I want you to, again, take this burden on yourself to do your own homework. And we have done past shows on that. So, Julie, without any further delay, let's get to point number one. Tell them where we got this information and then read them a little bit of details so they can do their own homework and then we can, talk about it a bit.
Okay. I think that you're referring to the Zero Hedge article about the subprime mortgage,
yes.
The return of the subprime. Okay, perfect, just so we're on the same page. All right, so we found this great article and we have other things that we've watched, listened to, and reinforced that this is all true. And basically, what's in the article? 3% loan is back. Okay, now this is a flashback to subprime loans of the last boom. You guys all, well, maybe not all of you, but many of you remember that. Now, 3% down payment by itself isn't necessarily the big story. That's been back for a while in different iterations. But what about the lower credit requirements and even having to prove that it's a good thing for these loans that your income is actually below average? So if you have a below average income and as low as a 580, not 680, 580 credit score, you can do 3% down. These are special programs through both Wells Fargo and Bank of America. So let that settle in for a second. Many of you have lived through all these extra requirements, and now we're swinging back the other direction. Why do you care? How do you think about this? This is one of the things that you and I talked about on our walk this morning, Tim. How should they think about this? Well, number one, the program might be right for some of your buyers. Many of your buyers, remember, they're still recovering from short sale and foreclosure, and they simply don't have the down payment required by the more traditional, tighter 20 or 30% down payment programs. So before you go, oh, God, I don't want to be involved in that, or that's weird, or what's happening, this might be the right program for some of your people. That's okay.
Okay.
Second thing, right. Go back.
You're making a great point here, let's not lose the point of this particular, the heart of this particular point. Here it is. Subprime mortgage lending is back. It is actually being referred to as subprime mortgage lending. For those of you who thought subprime mortgage lending was a mistake that the banks did and it'll never happen again, it's happening again. Mm-hmm. And you have to ask yourself, why is it happening again? Why is subprime lending happening again. Julie was trying to help you guys sort of mindset-wise, emotionally get like over some, you know, issues that a lot of you guys have about this topic, and we'll go back to that in a second. But here's the bottom line. Subprime lending is happening again because the Federal Reserve is trying to basically put programs out there that will get people borrowing money. That's it. So in other words, the economy is so screwed right now that they're terrorized that people aren't spending money. So they're now going to dig deeper into the credit bucket and pull out as many people as they can. And yes, it's the exact same BS that happened before. And do you honestly believe that the result will be any different? Of course it won't. So yeah, Wells Fargo, Bank of America. Now here's the beauty of this, and I mean beauty in big old quotes. The beauty of it is that it is very black and white that the banks won't hold these loans. The banks are only supposed to originate them. The banks are literally having 100% guarantee by the government, Fannie and Freddie. It's just the same exact bullshit that happened before. It's happening again right now. Okay, so you have two mindsets on that. Oh, my God, I don't want to be part of that train wreck. Or B, okay, excellent, I got some marginal buyers I could put into houses. So here's how I would suggest you guys what your takeaway for this is. Understand that the only reason that that program is being offered, and there's going to be more creative programs, again, creative with quotes, that are going to be start being rolled out. The only reason that the Federal Reserve with the banks are reinforcing that type of program is because the economy is headed in the wrong direction. And again, they're trying to do whatever they can to get people spending money. In a time where people become fearful of their future, what happens is they stop spending money. They'll pay off debts, and they start hoarding. And that's what's happening now. And what comes from that is deflation. You guys remember that? So what happens is when people are feeling less optimistic that, in our example, real estate will continue to appreciate, they'll stop buying because they'll anticipate prices dropping. That's why you're seeing this happening in the upper-end markets. That's why in many markets across the country you're starting to see this quickly filter into the normal price markets. If you haven't sold real estate through a depression or a recession, this is the pattern that you watch out for, because this leads to essentially buyers becoming, well, I'm just going to wait. That's what they're going to start saying. Again, back to our original premises, there's a reason you have to become a listing agent. That's what we focus on with Real Estate Coaching Essentials, teaching guys to be listing agents. Listing agents in a market like this, the only way you can really grow a business is off being a listing agent or maybe working with big institutional investors. So let's go full circle on this. You are now with a buyer, and the buyer is getting a subprime mortgage. First of all, you have to remember, unless you happen to be a realtor and a loan officer, your job is to find him the appropriate house. Don't cloud your mind with essentially what mortgage they get. Now, I too, with many of you, believe that ethically you have to offer to them what you feel is your best suggestions on the types of mortgages that are going to be a good fit for them long term. But here's the thing, and you guys saw this after the last crash. A lot of people, if they don't own a home, the difference between these types of loans and the last go-around was the types of subprimes they're doing now are low interest rate, and they're long-term low interest rates. So if you have somebody who has marginal credit, who even if they're buying at the top of the market, even when the prices fall, in many markets that's going to happen, even when that happens, even if they lose paper equity, it still won't matter because they'll need a place to live and the payment will be affordable. Worst case scenario, if they lose, like say at some of these markets where houses lost 75-85% of the value, you know, basically if someone's completely underwater, they can just rent it out, and assuming the payment is in alignment with basically, you know, what the market will pay in rent, they're just fine. So be very careful that you guys are not starting to meander into the realm of financial advice. That's not your job. Your job is to basically find them the best house, put them with whoever you think is the best lender. You know, make sure you don't just send them to whoever lender. Make sure it's somebody that you actually trust, someone who's got a good reputation. And then you're fine. And you then sell them a house. If you can find a house they can afford, sell them a house, put them into a house. So this, in one way, yes, this is toxic for our economy, no doubt. No question this is going to be something that in the short term is going to be feel good for the industry but feel bad for the economy, you know, a few years from now. But, yeah, short term, this is an opportunity for you guys to help people that maybe in a year or two won't be able to buy a house. They can buy a house now, and you can get them into a long-term fixed rate, very ridiculously low mortgage. I mean, guys, you can get you guys know mortgage rates are less than 4%, sometimes less than 3%. If you do a five-year ARM, 5-year something-something ARM on a non-jumbo mortgage, less than 417, you can get a mortgage rate now, right now of 2.75%. I have a friend who got a mortgage at less than 2%. You know, so it's insane. Borrow money like that if you can. Normally we say pay off your debts, especially your primary house. But if you can go and borrow money that's long-term fixed rate at those types of interest rates, and as a lot of economists are predicting, there's a spike in inflation, well, guess what? That house payment is essentially paid for by the inflating value of the property. So this is getting into some of the obtuse stuff about the economy. We don't need to talk about it on this podcast. But the bottom line is the subprime is back. The only reason it's back is because the economy is getting worse. And, you know, do with it as you will. So point number two, and this is something we touched on yesterday, Julie, and this came from Michelle McClintock. You can go ahead and share this article too. Go ahead.
Yes, okay, this is from FloridaRealtors.org, but it does pertain to pretty much the entire country. It just happened to be reported in her local market. And here's the gist of it. In 2004, millions of homeowners tapped into the equity of their homes through low interest or no interest home equity lines of credit. That's known as a HELOC. H-E-L-O-C stands for Home Equity Lines of Credit. Their 10-year grace periods are now done. Remember, this was back in 2004, and they've had to start paying on those HELOCs, and that's why HELOC delinquencies are now suddenly soaring. In March, second lien HELOC delinquencies, the number of homeowners who are behind on this second mortgage climbed 87%. 87% compared to a year ago. So not only was it the first time that it increased significantly in recent years, but it increased 87%. So what do you do with that? Why do you care? Well, the first thing I wrote down is increased BPOs. All of our BPO agents are reporting a huge increase in orders. That's a broker price opinion, fancy CMA for those of you who aren't familiar. Banks are now ordering BPOs after the first missed payment. They're not waiting to assess the equity or lack of equity in a property. Early warning signs of what's to come, more than likely. So watch the BPOs. Even if you're not personally doing BPOs, which, by the way, would be a smart thing for you to be doing, be friends with BPO agents, because they'll tell you they are on the very front edge of what's happening with the housing market. When you see an increase in BPOs, there's not no reason for that. Banks don't do this for fun. There's a reason behind it. People are missing payments. They're now ordering BPOs sooner than they did last go around, so that's probably a good thing to push things through faster. The second thing that I wrote down was, if homeowners can't make the new payment, can't qualify to refi, and can't turn it into a rental, well, what do? They have to sell. Many of these homes, and I was just talking to one of our Essentials clients about this, many of those homes do actually have equity, and some of them will be short sales. So sharpen up your short sale brain, some of the things that we do in the Essentials class, but also realize that just because somebody has to sell it because they can't make that HELOC payment, does not necessarily put them into the short sale bucket. Some of these properties have had time to build equity, and that's a great listing. Somebody who has to sell, okay, and maybe they're going to qualify using one of those 3% down loan. You know, you can work this deal if they have to sell, right? So be aware some of them have equity.
I'm going to throw this out there, and this is for all of you guys who are not yet in the Real Estate Coaching Essentials program. You're going to be talking to a seller this weekend. Hopefully all of you will be, at least one seller, right? Mm-hmm. And that seller is going to be in a situation like what Julie just described. And you're going to be one of these people that basically, one of these agents that says, I'm going to join Tim and Julie's coaching program, but I'm just going to wait a month, okay? So here's the deal. You're going to be talking to this person. They're going to basically be in a situation as what Julie just described. They can't make the payment. You know, they might have a little equity. And you're going to remember, okay, maybe if you've been in the market for a while, you'll remember the short sale thing, or maybe you've heard us talk about it on the podcast, so you know about the short sale thing, and you'll think to yourself, you know what, I actually know how to solve your problem. But you don't, because you haven't signed up for the Essentials class yet. So guys, listen, you have got to be sharpening your tools, have multiple ways of helping sellers in a changing market. Not every bit of your market is going to be so crash-prone as other markets. Not every buyer, not every price range, but you do have to have the ability to help multiple sellers. The last point is a really great point, and that we're going to leave on a higher point that will motivate a lot of you guys. Because as we read this and as we share this information with you guys, I know it's confusing because we're real estate coaches. We're supposed to be motivational, and this is making some of you guys scared. But I don't want you guys to feel that way, because that mindset of only believing you can make money when the economy is going one way is in your head, because you know you don't have the tools to compete in a changing market. So the reality of it is that you can make money and you can be wildly successful whatever direction the market is going. There will still be, and I say this and I mean it with all sincerity, it is easier to help people, find people that need help, and it's easier to make money in a market like this, in the market that we're having, that we're basically facing down, than the market that we're coming out of. Why? Because in the past market, in the seller's market, do you really need that much skill set? Do you really need to know how to help people with these different unique problems? Not really. For the most part, it's greed-based, it's, you know, competitive, it's sellers basically, you know, it is not the same. In a market like what we're entering into, it's a skills-based market. The last one was the current one that we're riding out is, you know, the last waves of it, it was a relationship-based market. You know, now it's a skills-based market. You're going to go in there, and you're going to basically have to know how to solve problems, whereas the, you know, one we're coming out of, it's going to be basically list with me. I got the great marketing plan. I got, you know, the great USPs. I have all this and all that. And that was the way to thrive and kick serious butt in that market. And again, in some of your guys' markets, that's still going to play out. But for a vast majority of you, if you don't have the ability to help sellers in having multiple problems with regards to their, you know, housing issues, then that's going to create a major issue for you. Take action on that, guys. Don't let that happen. The Real Estate Coaching Essentials program was literally designed for this market. It's amazingly affordable. It's a real live coaching program taught by real coaches who actually sold real estate.
For real.
I cannot. For real. Right. It is. And Real Estate Coaching Essentials includes everything about short sales, REOs, BPOs, everything about how to sell high-end real estate, everything about how to sell, you know, any market, any price range, and it is amazingly affordable. It's only $99 a month when you use our student approval program, guys. And like I said, this is a real live coaching program. You get 4 semi-private coaching calls per month with Julie, and you get 1 private coaching call with your own coach per month. And the student approval program makes it literally so every one of you are already pre-approved to be part of this program. The program is just waiting for you to say, yes, I'm ready to start. If you, I don't know how else to say it. You're completely approved. Julie and I are underwriting this program through a bank, and everyone gets in the program. There's no payment for the first 30 days. There's no, it's as easy and straightforward as it possibly can be. Fill out that form that's on your mobile device. Just scroll down slightly and put in your name, your email address, your phone number. Schedule an appointment. We'll call you back. Or if you don't want to wait, you want to just join right now, just go to joinharris.com. Or even better, you can just email me, and I'll have someone from my team call you back, tim@timandjulieharris.com, or, of course, julie@timandjulieharris.com. Oh, and just for registering, just for expressing interest, we give you those 6 free books, and you can see the picture of those books that's right there on your mobile device or on joinharris.com. Julie, this last point's a lot of fun. So let's just jump right in, then we're going to tell them why it's relevant.
Okay, perfect. So this is a CNBC article, and it's called The Great Wealth Transfer Has Started. The Great Wealth Transfer. So what's in this article? Well, over the next several decades, the biggest and wealthiest generation in U.S. history will transfer roughly $30 trillion in assets to their Generation X and millennial children. And if studies are accurate, most of them will fire their parents, advisors. It talked about that. But really, the upshot of it was $30 trillion in assets going to Generation X and millennials. What do you suppose they're going to do with that? Why do you care? Well, number one, these next-generation investors are coming into money through inheritance. You think they'll probably buy some houses with that? I think so.
Well, that's what a bulk of the assets that they'll be inheriting are in the form of real estate. Okay, and how is this relevant to you? So the takeaway from that article, and Julie's reading it because obviously CNBC was talking about it from a, you know, selling stocks and bonds perspective. But the takeaway is a bulk of the assets are held in real estate. It's $10 trillion, which is just an insane amount. So that's going to be getting inherited by people in their 40s and younger. And what are those people generally going to do? They're going to reinvest it and they're going to spend it. Or they're going to, you know, if it's real estate, they're going to do the same thing. So here's your takeaway from this. Obviously, know that massive market is coming. We've been talking about this for 2 years. This is the reason why we think that real estate, no matter what the economy does, because the natural market forces, like the one Julie just read to you, that's going to create such a massive just surge of real estate transactions. Combine this with the fact that the millennials are just now starting to really buy houses, and there's more millennials than there are all of the baby boomers and all of Generation X. There's more millennials. It's like by three or four times. It's incredible. Those two normal demographic, you know, waves are what's going to drive housing demand for really the rest of both of all of our lives. Anyone listening, those are going to be where most of your transactions come from. So even when this economy finally is officially, you know, with quotes again, in recession, it doesn't matter. You guys know that there's going to be plenty of demand. So how do you immediately make the information that Julie just shared with you applicable? Learn how to do probate. Learn how to do probate. It's part of the Real Estate Coaching Essentials program. It's included in the Real Estate Coaching Essentials program. You need to learn how to work with Julie. Describe probate. Just walk them through. Give them like a top-level view.
Well, basically, somebody passes away. It goes into probate. There's some legal wrangling that goes on. There are, you know, somebody's in charge of the sale. It's usually a little bit longer process, but we know for sure that the house has to sell. You make connection that way. You get the listing. You're done. I mean, that's greatly simplified, but how do you get probate leads? It comes from courthouses, different sources. The cool thing about probate is it's not the first thing that every agent thinks to work, and yet we can see on the horizon just the sheer numbers of baby boomers and this potential happening. You know what I was thinking, Tim? It would be very interesting to see between the transfer of wealth, the upcoming recession, and tons more listing inventory inevitably, the millennials coming into money and the sheer number of them, wouldn't that make for a very interesting balanced market with a whole lot going on all at the same time? Listings that are actually available. All of you guys complain about that, low inventory. We're going to have more listing inventory. Millennials with money, make the connection.
Well, but that's the reason, guys, there's no one market. And you're like when Julie and I sold real estate in Columbus, Ohio, there would be markets that would be essentially a depression. There would be markets that were super on fire at the same time. So 10 miles away from each market, you'd have a market where basically, you know, the windows were practically boarded up. And then 10 miles, Julie, I'm thinking of like a German village versus like whatever that other area was called. Yeah, not even 10 miles, more like 5 miles away. You guys, if you've been in real estate for a while and you've been through recessions and what we're probably in is truly a depression, but in any event, so when you're in markets like that, you're going to see all this sort of bifurcation of wealth. You're going to see all kinds of different things bubbling up. You're going to see first-time home buyer areas that are just ridiculously stupid on fire. And then again, you're going to see areas that are, say, used houses that would be normal used move-up prices. And those move-up houses have had their butts kicked because of new construction. You know, or because, you know, housing markets in neighborhoods, sometimes they're trendy, sometimes they're not. You could literally be right now selling real estate in a particular market, and we saw this happen with coaching clients. We've seen this happen when we sold real estate. You could be really embedded into a particular market. I'll give you guys a real good example without using names. There was a market in Dublin, Ohio called Muirfield, and Muirfield Golf Course, if you guys are golf folks. And Muirfield, beautiful, beautiful area. It was originally started in the 70s, Jack Nicklaus, all that. So really, at the time, in central Ohio, it was arguably one of the two or three nicest areas to live. And huge community. Still is. It's beautiful. But what happened was that in the, like, 90s, there was this area clear across town called New Albany that Les Wexner, who owns the Limited Bath and Body Works, Victoria's Secret, very famous and respected business guy. So he develops this area called New Albany, New Albany Country Club area, and then all these little spinoff areas. And New Albany absolutely sucked the life out of Muirfield. And so there were agents that we knew that were basically embedded in that particular market. We sell Muirfield. That's what we do. That's what we're going to do. Da, 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 da. And they weren't reading the tea leaves. They weren't paying attention to the fact that the days in the market were extending. They weren't paying attention to the fact that, you know, basically the list-to-sell price ratio was increasing. They weren't paying attention to the fact that their market was in a recession, if not a depression. Their little micro market at that time of Muirfield was, in essence, in a depression compared to the other markets. Now, there's an old saying, and I'm going to share this, guys, with you. Please write this down. This, by the way, Julie, would be a great radio show by itself. But this is something that was passed along to Julie and I by a guy named Jim Klimbeil. Now, Jim Klimbeil was another Central Ohio guy who didn't live in Central Ohio anymore. He lived in San Francisco. But he started one of the first REITs, So I don't know if he was a billionaire, but I know he was very, very wealthy. So he gave us this advice, and to be honest with you, when I first heard it, I was a little shocked. Not a little shocked, I was a lot shocked, because it completely flew in the face of everything that I was, basically everything I believed. As a strong, you know, pull yourself up from your bootstraps Midwesterner, you know, I can survive any, you know, that type of mentality is what you have in the Midwest. So he said to me, he said, Tim, I have a question for you. And he said, I want you to finish this statement. He said, when the going gets tough, the... And then I said, the smart get going. And he goes, well, that's a answer, but in business, that's not the best answer. And I'm like, what? So, again, he was basically challenging my little paradigm. And then he said, when the going gets tough, the smart leave. What? What did you just say? The going gets tough, the smart leave. When the going gets tough, the smart leave. That's interesting. So what did you mean by that? He didn't explain it. I wasn't smart enough at the time to ask, but it bounced around in my head for 2, 3, 4 years. And then I began to realize what he was talking about was if you're going to be a business person and you want to be successful long term and you want to be responsible to your family and your, you know, the things that you, you know, want to be responsible for, and you're in a situation where your, you know, paradigm has shifted and you're unwilling to accept it, unwilling to take the actions to change your mindset, unwilling to learn new skills, you're not leaving. You're sticking it out. You're hoping for the best. You're basically riding the ship down. So for me, for Julie and our business and all of our previous endeavors, that's something we've always remembered, is when the going gets tough, smart leave. When something stops working, stop doing it. When something becomes too challenging, or it becomes like to the point where the profit starts to erode, or where it just is a constant headache, it just doesn't make sense. You're thinking, it's stressing, you know. You're if there's no longer a natural flow to it, you don't just stick it out and basically beat your head against the wall as you lose all your profits. You leave. You stop doing it. Julie and I had a lot of friends during the last recession, and you know, a lot of, you know, that were famous agents. And you guys, you know, some of them were coaching clients, some of them weren't, just people we knew. And we had probably, I would say, we knew, again, most of these were just friends, they weren't clients. But we probably knew at least 50, maybe 75, what I would consider famous, very successful agents that lost everything because they didn't leave. They stuck it out. They believed that, well, this is just a temporary market. It'll only last 30 days, 60 days. But then what happens is 6 months later, when they're still buying leads from Zillow, when they're still beating their head against the wall trying to make something work that isn't going to work, they're broke. And, you know, I'm going to deep dive on this. We knew people that committed suicide. We knew people that, obviously, lots of people got divorces. We knew lots and lots of people, or knew of lots and lots of people, during the last recession that essentially have never recovered emotionally, financially. They were just devastated by it. When I'm on this podcast with all of you, that's what I'm thinking about. That's what's motivating me, because I'm going to do everything in my power, as is Julie, as are our coaches, by the way, to tell you guys what you don't want to hear when you don't want to hear it. That way you'll take the right actions. That's our job. We're not just going to be some cheerleaders that are going to make you feel good. That's just bullshit. You guys can, you know, go have a cup of coffee and get that little shot of motivation. We're going to tell you what you don't want to hear so you can take the right actions now, so you don't have to basically suffer like so many other people will suffer who aren't tuned into what's really going on. So please keep all this in mind. Take action on this information, guys. Don't just say, well, that was a good, you know, half hour's worth of entertainment. You know, I don't know if we're all that entertaining, but if we are to you, then that's great. Please use something. I mean, Julie, what are you thinking?
Yeah, well, I mean, like I said at the top of the show, my prevailing thought is that this is not sneaking up on all of you. This is early warning signs. That way you can, you know, maybe it's not tonight's listing appointment. Maybe tonight's listing appointment you're going to put on the market, it's going to sell tomorrow with 3 offers, and you're going to be all fat and happy, ready to go. But maybe 3 weeks or 3 months from now, you meet with someone who's selling because they can't make their HELOC payment and who needs your help with a new loan so they can downsize and still be a homeowner. And you go, aha, I know exactly what to do about that. And your answer, instead of, gosh, I'll have to get back with you on that and see whether I can figure that out, no, your answer is, absolutely, it would be my pleasure to help you navigate these real estate waters and get you a home that might be smaller but is still absolutely meets your needs and is totally affordable. Let's get this on the market. You'll know how to respond. And then after a price reduction, maybe it becomes a short sale and you don't freak out this time. You go, you know what? I've been in Coaching Essentials for 90 days. I know how to handle that. I'm good. I'm so glad that I invested in my education so that I don't have panic attacks when the market changes on me. Tim, you were talking about when the going gets tough, the smart leave. Sometimes that means leaving a spoke or something that you've been doing for marketing that stops working because nobody they don't care anymore. It doesn't necessarily mean leaving your market or your price range or your neighborhood. It can sometimes mean leaving your tendencies that used to work but no longer are working for some reason. It can also mean leaving the thought that you only work with referrals or you only work the high end. You know, if you only work the high end and you're in San Diego and your main bread and butter is between 2 and 4 million, well, guess what? You've got a 4-year marketing time in front of you. Do you really want to be able to have a 4-year-old child by the time you sell that listing? Really?
Well, Julie, you and I. So one of Julie and I's guilty pleasures is watching our superstars, all three of the guys in the Selling the $1 Million Listing New York, you guys know, are our superstars. You know, they've been on the radio show, and we know all these guys, and so we're watching this last night, as I know a lot of you guys do, with our one glass of wine per night. That's what we limit ourselves to. So we're watching this, I was watching Frederick get his head kicked in by a seller. Frederick brings his killer offer, and the guy just, says no. And then we saw this other one. The guy says no. And another one. Blah, 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 blah. So that's the nature of basically this type of market. When the sellers don't have the information, they're still attached to the old, pricing model. But the reality of it, the market's changing. And they're all talking about $5 million, $10 million, $25 million properties. That is coming to you guys soon. The difference between someone with a $25 million property is he probably has a little bit more pricing elasticity there than, say, somebody with a $200,000 property who literally has no other source of money for the down payment on the next house. You have got to take this seriously. Hey, look, if you're not going to be in the real estate, and we had people do this, and I understand, when the last recession hit, when the housing bust happened, we had coaching clients who said, I'm riding this one out. I'll see you guys when this one's over. And they came back. They
That's
didn't
true.
Want to deal with the
But they had options.
And you know what?
They were able
they had
to
money.
Say that.
Right. They had cash. They had positive cash flow. They had listened to what we'd been saying, and they basically made themselves so they had money coming in from other investments, and that was fantastic. So they didn't have to basically deal with the emotions of the sellers and the emotions of the other agents and all the – it is easy to be successful in a changing market or a declining market if you have the right skill set. Where the struggles happen is where you walk into situation after situation after situation, where you're sitting across the table from these sellers and you literally don't know how to help them. Or you're talking with buyers who you literally don't know how to basically, help them make a decision. That's the market that we're headed into. So few agents are able to transition to this new way of thinking, right? So they'll stick with when the going gets tough, the smart get going. They'll stick with that mindset. They won't realize that what they've been doing during this past market won't literally work in this new market. The going gets tough, the smart leave. So few people, and I was one of them. I'm full honest confession. I didn't get it at first either. But when I did understand it, and then I started using it to look at the decisions that Jules and I were making, not just in our business, but other aspects of our lives too, things become so much more obvious where we should be, spending more energies and less energies on this, more on that. And that's something we still apply to our business and our personal life every single day. You must be doing that now yourself. You must be taking that action yourself now. If you have something that worked last year and it's not working now, stop doing it. In some cases, completely stop doing it. In other cases, you have to talk with your coach about why it's not working. And then if you find yourself going in appointments, or if you find yourself getting scared or feeling nervous because you're going on the MLS and you're seeing price reductions and you're having sellers, if you have some listings that are getting pissed off at you because they aren't selling and you don't know what to do, learn the skills to get price reductions. It's not that difficult. Guys, get your game on. Come on. You still have a little bit of breathing room before the first wave actually hits, where people all of a sudden start waking up to the fact that what's actually happening has already happened. You guys have a little bit of breathing room here. Take the right actions. Don't just be one of these agents that gets washed under. Don't be one of these agents like back, if you have that short sale appointment this weekend, that seller who's underwater, and you haven't enrolled in Real Estate Coaching Essentials, and you email one of our coaches, our short sale coaches, and ask for help, and you haven't had any time whatsoever, and you haven't taken any time whatsoever to provide your education, you're not going to get that listing. You're not ready for it. You haven't earned it yet because you don't really have the right to help that seller yet. Guys, take the action now. look at this as the best opportunity of your entire lives to help people, because that's truly what it is. The mindset of service is never more needed than it is in a market like this. Embrace it. Don't fight it. Just say, listen, I want to help people. In order to help people, I need to know how to help people in different situations. And, I mean, Julie, I think we should leave it there. So next week, Jules, the topic is going to be specifically on price reduction scripts, correct?
Yes. Yes, price reduction
scriptpalooza.
Because
yes,
more than likely you're going to be needing them, and it's best to know them before you need them instead of when you need them, so you'll be ready to rumble. So we're going to actually give you a variety of different directions. There will be circumstances where you'll have a seller, and you'll actually use almost all of your price reduction scripts on one situation, and then you're going to have other situations where you have a two-sentence script. It totally makes sense. Seller's with you. They've got to sell. There you go. You get a great price reduction. So our job is to make that situation easier and less stressful so that you can make it less stressful for your homeowner and get the job done for them faster. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm still tweaking that outline, but I'm looking forward to it, and it's going to be great, usable stuff, which also will find its way once it's been edited, tweaked, and perfected to our Essentials program. We're updating the price reduction section of that as well. So it's all good, and again, we're very much looking forward to it. It's going to be a series of podcasts where you probably will want to be taking notes, so that's just a heads up for next week.
And I can't think of a better way to end it. Guys, listen, go ahead, register for to become a student in Coaching Essentials. You get those 6 free books. Do not waste time. Do not think about it. It's everyone's approved. There's no payment for the first 30 days. It's less than $100 per month. It's a real-life coaching program taught by real-life coaches who actually sold real estate, not just certified coaches who may or may not have ever sold real estate before. Guys, take action on this, please. Do not wait. Do not procrastinate. If you need us for anything, email me directly, tim@timandjulieharris.com or julie@timandjulieharris.com. Have a fantastic day. Talk with you on the radio tomorrow.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows, and until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.